Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1.
Let's get into this, because the actor Adrian Dunbar has complained that theatregoers no longer understand the fourth wall, the imaginary barrier, he said, between actors on stage and the audience. He complained that people are using their phones too much in theatres and they should be told to turn the phone off and respect on-stage performances. Andrew Scott, the actor, revealed as well recently that in the middle of his To Be or Not To Be soliloquy, that he spotted somebody using a laptop in the theatre. For God's sake, Norma Sheehan is an actor and Stephen Falloon is general manager of the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, and they have some insight and experience. I would say you're both very welcome to the programme. Norma Sheehan, as an actor first, have you ever heard or seen a phone being used during a performance?
Oh my God, are you having a laugh? Everyone has it on. But yeah, that's just the way things are now. Sure, nobody, you know, plays used to be 3 hours. Now people's attention span is 17 seconds. So you have to forgive them.
Yeah.
And I have been in a situation myself where I had to like open a phone in an audience to, you know, there was a problem with a babysitter or there was something. We just expect everyone can answer their phone at all times now, which is terrible.
No.
But as an audience member, you just have to be ready for it. Every 5 minutes, there'll be something to throw you. So
that's,
if you're
ridiculous.
In a theatre, you know, a 900 seater, a 1,000 seater, 200 seater can be even worse because you can see the person's face as well. Mm. You have to be ready for something, whether it is,
as an actor.
Like,
as an actor, do you, yeah, when you're on stage, you not feel like saying, "Do not TikTok me."
John Kenny did that recently now in the Gaiety. He did just say, "Are you going to answer it? Are you going to answer
yeah.
it? Are you going to answer it?" And that's fine. That's fine. But, you know, then you're kind of having to improvise around it. You're better off just being more ready than you would have been years ago, and expect the worst. But you also can't attack people, because they could be the person with the laptop for Andrew Scott. That person could have been getting translations or an audio help or a sensory problem. You just never know what issues people have.
Mm.
There's
yeah.
someone with a breathing kind of an oxygen tank in the front row there for a 2-hour show I was doing on my own once. And it just, like, I just had to pretend it wasn't there, but it was really, really loud, like for the whole show.
Oh, wow.
And we just forgot about it after a while.
Well, you're very understanding, Norma, I have to say. I wonder, Stephen, what do you think, and how do you manage this from a theatre's perspective, you know, like in terms of trying to get audiences to just put the phones away?
Oh, absolutely. Like when the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, which was known as the Grand Canal Theatre back then, opened in 2010, there was no such thing as smartphones were in their infancy, and social media was, you know, but a puppy. So when we first opened, we never actually had this issue. But over the years, we have noticed it increasing and increasing. And actually, I would disagree with Norm a little bit. As an audience member, when I'm sitting in that lovely auditorium, you know, with all those people around me, having this wonderful, shared, magical experience, and then I see the light of a phone near me, it takes me out of that moment straight away, and I'm no longer enjoying the brilliant performances on stage. I'm actually looking at a phone, and I find that very annoying. And I think a lot of our audience members find it annoying too. So what we do at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, and all our pre-show announcements, we say, please turn off your mobile phone. Please remember, mobile phones are not allowed. Before the show begins, we also make that announcement. And then during the show, we have ushers that are policing it. Whenever they see a light shine from a phone, they will go down and shine a torch at the customer and say, please turn the phone off. And I think it's the right thing to do, because it really, to me, kills and spoils the magic of live theatre.
But what about Norma's point, you know, that, like, for example, like, that I can relate to, you could have a babysitter texting or something, you know, like, you could have something coming through that you actually really need to answer that text or
leave the room. And leave the room and go to the toilet.
Okay.
Leave the room, because honestly, when you actually open it up, it's not only it's ruining it for maybe hundreds of people around you that can see it. You think that maybe you're doing it discreetly, but it can never be discreet in a very dark room.
I wonder, Norma,
yeah,
are you being a little, as I said, too understanding? Do you think, or would you like, for example, theatres to take the phones away altogether?
Norma,
you know,
doesn't mind. She doesn't mind at all.
You know the way
there's
some performances
where they take the phones
away, you know, and they lock them in a box.
I don't think that's going to work. Well, it might. Jeez, it might. They're doing it in classrooms now. Thank God they're getting it off people. I think Stephen's right that it does distract other people in the audience. As an actor, if you let it get to you, it'll affect your performance and you'll end up getting agitated. You'll do something wrong. You'll get more agitated. You'll forget your line. So you have to be kind of...
You don't mind at all, Norma, do you?
You have to be kind of Buddhist almost to let
Norma,
it go.
Just stop it.
You don't mind. I'm just. You see, Norma.
Sorry, he has the phone out here.
Basically,
ignore him.
You can all.
Oh,
you
these... little effort. I just turned on. I was like, please God, they
well,
can't
there
hear
you
me.
Go. Proof of the pudding. Do you know what? Oh, let me read
you
a text.
Do you see how professional she was? She just kept going.
I nearly got her to curse.
She was brilliant.
Joe in Mayo, Norma, says actors are so precious. Not you, obviously, but he says actors are so precious. Phones are part of life. We're paying good money to go to the theatre. Let me direct that at Stephen.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's not really seeing the point, because the point is you're not only ruining it for the actors, but all the people that have parted with their hard-earned cash. It's a bit of escapism. They might have had a really bad day. They may be going through a tough time, and theatre is a wonderful escape. And when another customer turns their phone on or answers a text, it's taking you out of that escape and bringing you out of that
yeah.
world. So
although I have to say,
disagree more.
I understand what you're saying, Stephen, about the ushers and, you know, that sort of, you know, low tolerance approach, which is great, but it's also distracting as well, isn't it? Like if you have to intervene. So I wonder what you think about this idea of taking the phones off people. You know, like Bob Dylan does, we have a text here making yeah. reference to it, storing them outside of the concert. Like they get zipped into these little bags and you can't get them till you get out.
We haven't considered it as of yet, you know, but if it does get completely...
Well, hang on now. I'm opening in the Gaiety next week doing Sive for 8 weeks, and we could do a little trial there, myself and Fiona Flanagan and a gang of us. So I'll get on to the Gaiety and I'll say, let's get the old plastic bags out for 8 weeks and see does it work. How are the customers with that?
That was the cleverest plug that I've heard.
Yeah, that. I'm unreal.
Fantastic. You didn't even have to text us.
No, that was very good. And you might report back to us.
Yeah, I never saw it from Stephen's perspective of how it's ruining other audience. So when people say actors are precious, the actor will only get precious if it's messing them up and they're going to forget their lines. That's the only time they'll get precious. But I forgot that it's messing up the other audience members' night as well. And yeah. That's actually not cool. That's not cool.
I'll just give you a couple of texts before we wrap on this. One person says, if I'm being disturbed by a fellow audience member using a phone, I will demand my money back as my enjoyment of the show is being destroyed. Stephen, have you ever given a refund as a result of this?
No, we haven't, because we are there doing our utmost and our best to prevent it from happening in the first place. Like, honestly, like, I feel really personally very passionate about it because nothing annoys me more. So I try to get our staff to do their best and keep on hammering the point home.
Well, here's a tip for you, right? One texter says, to finish off with, I went to a show off Broadway a few years ago with a really clear sign that said phones were banned in the auditorium. I witnessed three people being escorted out of the theatre after using it once. There was no warning. They were just told to leave, put the fear of God into us. So there you go. Some advice from Drive Time, Stephen.
Maybe that's the way to go.
That is, General Manager.
Amir Cormac.
Yeah, quickly.
There are funny stories, though, where like some gambine will answer the phone and say, oh, yeah, no, I'm here watching this. Tisn't great. I'll probably leave at half time. Oh, you've no idea. Whatever about the phone, there's other people you could be doing a really important moment where you're passing the letter, a big plot moment. Don't give her the letter. She loves him.
Well, those phones should be taken off them. Anyway, great to talk to you both. Actor Norma Sheehan and General Manager of Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, Stephen Falloon. Thank you as well.